The wonderful Lee Sterling joining us in a moment on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Someone texts in on the great dome debate, Doran. Imagine the picture of Bettis running over Urlacher without the snow element.
Right.
That's a great text.
It is.
Imagine it basically looking like it took place in South Hills Village Mall. That's where we're all headed. So we could bitch, but that's where we're going. I do have to laugh. So the Cleveland Guardians pulled off a miraculous win last night against the Yankees in the ALCS. If not for that, because the Browns are so bad, our friends Carmen and Lima would be spending 4 hours today talking dome.
Yes.
Dome.
And the Cavs.
Oh, Cavs coming up. That's right. Cavs and dome.
Yep.
All right, Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports, one of our favorites, joins us right now. Lee, doing a great job as always. A lot of big games, college and pro this weekend. Let's go over them. How you doing, Lee?
Can't complain. But I had a couple friends over, a Yankees fan, watching that game, and when they lost that game, they were speechless in the ninth and the next inning. That was beautiful.
One strike away, and you're right. Anytime the Yankees lose in that kind of fashion, it is beautiful. All right, Lee. It's Locktober. Let's get down to brass tacks. Let's get down to football. There's some big-time NFL games this week, including Steelers and Jets, which, of course, we will get to. But the big one this weekend in college ball, Texas against Georgia. Who you like?
So I think Texas is the most talented team in the country. I would have loved to have seen them matched up against, like, you know, a really talented team like Michigan of last year. But Michigan, I mean, can't throw the football. 131st in pass offense. And then they played Oklahoma. This might be the weakest Oklahoma team we've seen in a couple decades. The rest of the opponents, directional schools. At least I know what a Georgia A game looks like. And we saw it against Clemson. And that neutral site game opened the season when they won 34-3. They held Clemson to 188 total yards. Since that time, that Clemson offense has piled up 405 to 712 yards per game. Georgia's not going to be intimidated. They already played Alabama. Alabama's a tougher venue than Texas here. If you think this game looks like the passing of the torch from a two-time college football champion, Georgia, to Texas, don't take the bait. I'm taking the more desperate team, and I think the team that has the better defense, Georgia, straight up. Wrong team favored, 30-24.
All right, Lee, your Miami Hurricanes are taking on Louisville, giving 5 points.
Yeah. So I thought this line would be like 3, 3.5. Love Cam Ward. I mean, first in the nation with 20 touchdown passes. I mean, their games are fun to watch. But Louisville might have just as good an offense. Tyler Shough, who's been at Oregon for 3 years, Texas Tech for 3 years, finally he gets it. He's not running recklessly and getting injured. He's got a true freshman running back, this kid number 25, Isaac Brown, who's dynamic, already 300-yard games. Ja'Cory Brooks, number one from Bama, transferred in. And now a healthy kid named Colin Lacey, number five from South Alabama, who got hurt in preseason camp, and then all of a sudden he is healthy, and this will be his second game. Games between these two teams have produced an average of 76 points over the last three meetings. I think Miami's fun, but their pass defense is horrendous. And Mario Cristobal, 0-3 against the spread since he's come to Miami after a bye week. This is Louisville's Super Bowl. Louisville upsets Miami, 38-37.
Lee, we've got some breaking news here. Doran, I can't find it on my Twitter, but you're telling me that Pitt has hired an athletic director.
Yeah, senior deputy AD and COO of Tennessee, Alan Green. That's being reported right now, so we'll have to discuss that after this.
Yes. Yep. As I furiously Google Alan Green. All right, we'll get to that coming up in a few moments. Onto the NFL slate here, Lee. San Francisco taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. Andy Reid coming off a bye, historically pretty good, no?
Yeah, I mean, not pretty good, real, real good. 21-3 off of a bye week. And how about Patrick Mahomes as an underdog? 13-3-1 since he became the starter in 2018. Tough things to go against. And then San Francisco's without their top two running backs. I mean, the backup did a nice job filling in, but I just think Kansas City, but Patrick Mahomes on third down, he is so good. I think Brock Purdy, they're going to bring the heat on him. And this Kansas City defense, best in the NFL. You can't just judge them by takeaways. They just get off the field. Their cornerbacks are, they get up, crowd you, and think they're going to give San Francisco trouble. San Francisco's having to play Debo Samuel a lot out of the slot and running back because the problems at running back. I'm going with KC. Another wrong team favorite, 30-17.
Here's another good one, Lee. Baltimore and Tampa Bay, two teams that are pretty good. Don't sleep on Tampa Bay. I think they're going to be just as good as they were last year. Baltimore giving 3 points to Baker Mayfield and the Bucs.
Yeah, so Tampa Bay, you know, I'm not saying it's going to be like post-Katrina, you know, what happened in New Orleans, but first time they're playing at home since they had the hurricane. So I think the crowd is and their fans are going to be juiced for this game. This game should be close to a pick 'em. I mean, sometimes it's about how teams match up against each other. I don't think Baltimore is going to have a whole lot of success running against Tampa Bay. And you put Baltimore in long down and distance situations, they're nothing special here. And all of a sudden, Baker Mayfield, I mean, he was sitting at being outscored 27-7 in the second quarter last week. What did he do? Didn't even blink. They won the game 51-27. He's starting to silence his critics here with an NFL high 15 touchdown passes. I like Tampa Bay at home here. I think they win straight up 26-23.
Bang. And the Jets come to town with Devontae Adams, Sunday Night Football, favored in the Berg.
Yeah, here's what's crazy about this game. This line opened the other way. It opened up as the Jets as an underdog by 1.5 to 2 points. Now they're favored by 2 points. Are you telling me that a receiver is worth that much? I'm not buying it. I know he'll know this system. You know, he has so much familiarity there. But I just think that you win games up front. The offensive line for the Jets is horrendous.
Stinks.
And Aaron Rodgers, just not the same guy, trying to evade the rush here. So I think they're going to get to him 3 or 4 times. Steelers going to be able to run the ball. All of a sudden, the Jets' run defense, not the same. And if I was them, I'd look for some way to shore up that defensive front, which made Buffalo's second and third string running backs look like Thurman Thomas last week here. I'm taking Pittsburgh at home here. Pittsburgh 27-17.
Music to our ears, Lee, and then Give us the free play, my friend.
Yep, free play is going to be Cincinnati and Cleveland. Not going to be a whole lot of scoring, but I think I've got the right side. You want to get up, be one of the first five callers, call 800-400-9741. First five callers are going to get Cincy and Cleveland on me. We've won 6 of 7 weeks. If you were with us last week on the 5 for 55 promotion, we had a max wager both days, Saturday and Sunday, went 4-1 both days. Have won the midweek games this week, so you want to hop on board. How about this? Not October, Locktober, 14 days of football, $197, works out to about $15 a day. How do you get it? Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
You're the man, Lee. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Sounds good, guys. Take care. Be safe.
Thanks,
you
Lee.
Too. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. He's got the Steelers beating the Jets at home with Russell Wilson. Breaking news, Doran, as you said, reported by Pete Thamel, who's never wrong, and Chris Carter, who broke the Heather Lake news. Pitt has hired their next athletic director, Alan Green, most recently of Tennessee, also the former athletic director at the University of Buffalo, where he spent 3 years on the job. This is a guy with a big-time resume. We'll go over that when we come back. The latest from that situation, breaking news, Alan Green, the new athletic director at the University of Pittsburgh. We've got odds and ends on Steelers-Jets still to get to as well. Stick with us. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. All right, PetFest 24 presented by Subaru is back October 27th at Rockwell Park in the East End. The event runs 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can bring your four-legged friends to meet vendors, participate in costume contests, get photos with Santa, join in the blessing of the pets at 9:30 a.m. Donation at the door benefits the Salvation Army. Pet Fest brought to you by Bully Max Dog Food and Forever Lawn. For more information, go to 937thefan.com. Pete Thamel, one of the best insiders in sports, reporting that Pitt has found their athletic director, and that confirmed by the guy who broke the Heather Lake news, Chris Carter, who we had on earlier. of the Post-Gazette. It is Alan Green, former athletic director at Auburn, former athletic director at the University of Buffalo, has worked at Ole Miss, most recently at Tennessee, and a guy who, according to Pete Thamel, he says Ole Miss has benefited significantly from NIL rules and built a stronger roster. Same thing with Tennessee. So this is a guy that's known to be good in the NIL world. This is a guy with 8 years experience, at least what I've read, as an athletic director. And both of those things, I think, were what we said needed to happen here when you hire an athletic director at Pitt. You want someone with experience, and you want someone that can raise the money in the ever-changing world of collegiate athletics.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, right? And this background, I don't know that much or really anything about the guy. I mean, you know, he was a former athlete, played baseball at Notre Dame, got drafted by the Yankees. He's been in the business a long time, and that's the main focus is how much money can you raise for NIL? And, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And Pitt Athletics is in a good spot right now. It's not like he has to come in and make any new hires or any fires, really. You know, with the volleyball team doing well and basketball team trending up and the Pitt football team being 6-0, that is all good. But with the landscape of NIL, and I'm very curious to see or to find out how their NIL structure was at Tennessee and before, you are heading into the direction you're seeing some schools incorporate really the NFL model of hiring a GM for each team, at least each big team, which would be basketball and football. So, you know, if any moves or any structural things that he would want to change, it may be that, maybe hiring a GM of football, hiring a GM of basketball, and then having athletic directors for some of the other sports. So his focus can be raise money, smile, raise money. But I'm sure Pitt fans will be happy with, you know, this hire, and it was the right hire, at least on paper, because you heard some things of, you know, some figures out there and some personalities that could come in that had Pitt ties that I think was absolutely dumb to even entertain that, because this is an ongoing thing. It's a fast-moving train, and you need somebody that knows what they're doing. And clearly, from paper, this guy knows what he's doing. So we'll see. I'm anxious to meet him. And, you know, this was not the fastest process, but I think they were very deliberate in figuring out who they really wanted to get, and this is the guy, Alan Green.
I think the way you describe that is right on the money. It's been about a month, which isn't that long. It also could feel long for some. They had a list before Heather ever walked out the door.
Yes.
Like, there's no doubt about that. Joan Gable, I'm sure, had a list. Jennifer Toscano, perhaps involved in the situation. Here's the part that stands out to me from what Thamel wrote. Green brings a strong background in football, finances, NIL, and fundraising.
Yep.
I think experience and experience in the modern age was the most important thing. Pitt ties, okay, that's nice. You want somebody that knows the landscape.
Yes.
And I'll just tell you from, and you know this, just being in and around college football for as long as you've been around and me knowing what I know about the landscape of college football, I know somebody very well who works within an athletic department in the SEC. There is no more toxic booster NIL relationship with the fans and the program than Auburn. And then Tennessee could be a hellscape, man. And he was the, what, deputy AD there at Tennessee. Like, you deal with that, and then you come to Pitt, hey, walk in the park. Walk in the park. I mean, Pitt's got passionate fans. I think Pitt's in a great spot now, NIL-wise, and they're on the correct trajectory, something we've talked about on, off the air, with Pat, without Pat Bostic. If you can get people to agree on stuff at Tennessee,
yeah,
I can get people to agree on stuff at the University of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Finances, NIL, fundraising.
It's exactly what you're looking for.
You need to pay players $20 million starting next year, which means you need a plan to do that, and you need to see, I'm sure they have a plan for that at Tennessee for next year.
Yes.
I'm sure of that.
I know that there are fans out there that would have loved a familiar name or a connection to Pitt, but at the end of the day, you need somebody that's going to do the damn job, because you don't want to be left behind. It's not just NIL. There's conference realignment. There's so many things that are about to come through that you need to be prepared for, and you needed somebody that already had a model of that to come in and place that model here, so you're ready for anything. Because People were caught off guard with NIL, and they're still caught off guard. There's no rules. There's no parameters. It's the wild, wild west still because they were caught off guard. You don't want to be caught off guard with anything else because something else is going to happen. I know that we know the realignment and, you know, the athletic department's getting money to pay players. Something else is about to pop up. I don't know what it is, but something is. But you have to be prepared for it. You have to already see into the future what could possibly happen. So we're ready. And being a school like Pitt, you need that because you're left out right now. You're left out. You're not in the Big Ten. You're not in the SEC. You need to get in with the big dogs. And having somebody that has a background with all those three things that you need, that was crucial. And I think they, at least on paper, like I said before, made the right hire, at least resume-wise, for somebody that could come in and really boost Pitt to another level.
We're going to get to Steelers-Jets coming up in the next segment with Odds and Ends. Obviously, it's one of the favorite things we do every Friday. We really get to the nitty-gritty on the Steelers' upcoming matchup. We will do that coming up in the next segment. This isn't someone that was an athletic director 10 years ago and then not in the scene for the last few years. This is an athletic director at the University of Buffalo, then at SEC school, and has served as the deputy AD in an SEC school while this has all been going on. You cannot take a swing here on a first-time athletic director. No. And they didn't. I think about, just to draw an analogy here, when you had Crosby and Malkin kind of failing in the playoffs and you get rid of Ray Shero and you're thinking, what direction do we go? You can hire the young hotshot, someone who's never done it before. No, you need to hire a Jim Rutherford with experience because you can't guess. You need to know. You can't guess and hire a first-time athletic director coming in and say, well, they say all the right things in the interview process. Oh, they've got a great vision and plan, but have never been a part of a plan being executed. Now, you bring in somebody with a resume. An 8 years athletic director resume is pretty doggone good. Not to mention, worked 7 years at Notre Dame as well.
Yes.
So this is a long resume for Alan Green, the new Pittsburgh athletic director, University of Pittsburgh athletic director. On its surface, looks like a great hire.
Yeah.
Love to talk to him. Hopefully we can make that happen. Would love to get him on next week. I'm sure he'll be busy.
For sure.
In the next couple of days. All right. Coming up, and you have anything else to add?
No. You know, I'm just anxious to kind of get to know him. And like I said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And some the things that are flourishing right now, just let them flourish and then just add to it. Add to it. We know what the landscape is, and it's raising money. And that should be the number one focus. And I'm sure that it is for Green here, and I'm sure that was a part of his interview, was like, I have the formula. Do you want it? I have the formula. I've done it and been a part of it in SEC schools, and that's what everybody's kind of climbing the ladder to get to. Hey, let's do it here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, because Pitt, I think, told us exactly what they were looking for when Heather was let go.
Yes.
Like, a lot of the programs are in a really healthy spot right now, but it's what's behind door number two that matters most. And that's the finances, the fundraising, the vision, the plan. Hey, all the program's doing great. But it's kind of like Mike Tomlin said, like, doing really good, not to be confused with great. All right, coming up next, you ready for odds and ends?
Oh, yeah.
Can we focus on the odds and ends?
Yes.
There's a lot going on right now. You made the signal whenever Lee Sterling was on. You're like, breaking news. The breaking news signal. We don't have like hand signals like Peyton Manning at the line of scrimmage. It's basically just chaos.
We should make some.
We should. Breaking news. I don't know. We'll come up with some hand signals. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Oh, we got odds and ends coming up in a moment here. Breaking news, Pitt has hired Alan Green, formerly of Auburn, Tennessee, University of Buffalo, Ole Miss, and Notre Dame, to be the athletic director. And we were talking about hand signals, how we would convey to one another that there would be breaking news. And someone texts in and says, how about holding both hands in front of you and break an imaginary stick? That's how we say we got to go to break.
Right. Can't use that one.
No. Just throw a can of zin at my head.
If or I just like this.
No, just throw something. Sometimes I'm looking at stuff. Just hit me in the head with something. I'll know.
All right.
Bang. Whoa, Steelers traded for Mike Williams. Holy cow.
Oh, Adam Thielen.
Whoa. Bang. Oh, Matt Canada fired. We'll figure it out. We are professionals after all. All right. Let's break it down.
Yep.
Jets, Steelers, Sunday Night Football at the Ack. And it's time for Odds and Ends. Let's break it down, Doran.
Let's get through it. Russell Wilson, I think he's going to start. Over under 208.5 passing yards.
Oh, baby, I'm going over. Three-fifths of the New York Jets defensive backfield could be out of this game. Sauce Gardner, very good. He can't cover everyone. Although it's Van Jefferson and Scotty Miller, maybe he can. I think Russ goes over the number. I think you attack their banged-up secondary. Yeah, he's going over.
I totally agree. Over 208.5 passing yards for Russell Wilson. Aaron Rodgers over under 226.5 passing yards.
Steelers defense looked really good last week, but that was against Aiden O'Connell. I'll say it again for effect. Aiden O'Connell. Aaron Rodgers better than that guy. Last two offenses with a pulse. Indianapolis with Flacco and Dallas with Dak Prescott carved the Steelers up through the air. I think he goes over that number. You don't get Davante Adams to hand the ball off.
I'm totally with you. I think it's going to be a back-and-forth shootout over for Aaron Rodgers. Najee Harris over under 55.5 rushing yards.
Their defense giving up 124 on the game. He'll go over.
I think I'm going to go under. I'm going to go under. I think that they pass the ball a lot more, and I think they try to stop Najee Harris, and I think they're going to be successful doing that. Breece Hall over under 62.5 rushing yards.
I'm expecting a little bit of a shootout at Acrisure Stadium, and while I think Rodgers goes over his number, I think Hall goes over that number too. Steelers rush defense, both yards per game, yards per carry, one of the best in the NFL. Breece Hall looked really good last week against Buffalo. He's a guy who can crease you. I think he gets one for like 20-plus, and then he'll nickel and dime you the rest. I'll go slightly over.
Same here. Jaylen Warren over under 21.5 rushing yards.
I'm going to go under. Do you have a Jaylen Warren passing game prop?
I do not.
Or a Najee Harris passing game prop?
I do not.
I think Jaylen Warren's going to be involved a lot. There's one thing that Russ tends to do a lot, and that's check it down. I think Jaylen Warren might have a nice day catching the football, but I'll go under on the passing, receiving yards.
Rushing.
Oh.
I'm going to go over of the rushing yards and under of the receiving yards and under of the receiving yards or rushing yards of Najee and over of the receiving yards.
I screwed you up.
Yes, you did a little bit. Russell Wilson over under 10.5 rushing yards.
Ooh. After all week long being told that Justin Fields can run and he can't, he's going to have to run for his life. One thing he was really good at his entire career, Russ, it's third down and six. He runs for 7 yards. He'll do it at least a couple of times. He's going over.
I agree. George Pickens over under 54.5 receiving yards.
I don't think so, man. I've talked about this banged up secondary, I should say, for the Jets. The one guy who's playing is very good. One of the best in the game, and that's Sauce Gardner. I think they lock Pickens down and say, hey, let's let these other Jamokes beat us. He'll go under that number.
He'll go under, but just slightly. I'm going to say he gets around 50 yards receiving. Pat Freiermuth over under 32.5 receiving yards.
Justin Fields, a 75 quarterback rating from play action. Last season, Russell Wilson, 115. This is where Russell Wilson excels. Now, over the middle of the field isn't exactly his bag, but he's trying to show what he's got. They're going to have a lot of play action calls in there. He's going over.
This is my lock of the weekend. He's definitely going over. Significantly over. Pat Freiermuth gets targeted a lot in this game Sunday night. Calvin Austin, the third. Over under, 17.5 receiving yards.
I think this game will be the outlier for George Pickens with Russ, because they've got one great corner and they're going to throw him on George Pickens. I think the dude who benefits the most is Calvin Austin. We talked about that earlier. He's the one Steelers wide receiver that at least showed a glimmer in the Justin Fields era, if you will. I think he has a decent game in this one. I'm going over.
I'm with you. Over for Calvin Austin. Breece Hall over under 20.5 receiving yards.
Under.
I'm going to go over. Breece Hall has a big day. Van Jefferson over under 1.5 receptions.
It's got to be over, right?
I don't know.
It's got to be over, right?
You would hope so.
We had Chris Carter on earlier. One of his film breaker downer things on the internet for his Pittsburgh Post-Gazette piece had Van Jefferson open, and Justin Fields just didn't look that way. I think Russ will look that way. He gets 2 catches.
Yep. George Pickens over under 4.5 receptions.
I will go over on that number. but under on the receiving yards.
Okay.
They're not going to let him beat them with big plays in this game.
Yeah, I think he has 5 catches. Will Najee Harris score a touchdown?
I'd like to think he arrived last week. This Jets rush defense, 124 yards a game. Yeah, I'm going to say he scores a touchdown.
I'm going to say he doesn't score a touchdown in this game. Russell Wilson over under 1.5 passing touchdowns.
20 touchdowns to 1 interception in the red zone last year. You're allowed to throw it into the end zone. They didn't have Justin Fields do it much. They will have Russ do it. He will have 2 touchdowns through the air on Sunday.
I totally agree. Will Alex Highsmith have a sack?
I think they can eat against this Jets offensive line. They've allowed 2 sacks or more in every game, save 1 this year, has the Jets O-line. I think getting Highsmith back is huge. But I think it reveals itself in other ways. I think T.J. Watt might finally have the breakout sack game. I'm going to say no on Highsmith. I'm going to go under.
I'm going to say yes, he does have a sack. Will Davante Adams play? And if he does, over under 52.5 receiving yards?
Yes and over. Absolutely over. We had Zach Rosenblatt from The Athletic on with us earlier, and he talked about the relationship between Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers. I didn't know Adams was staying with him.
Oh, yeah, he's living with him. Yeah.
He's living with him.
Yeah, where else is he going to go?
Good point. I'm sure they're playing catch in the backyard. I'm sure Aaron Rodgers is massaging that hamstring. He's going to feed him the football an awful lot on Sunday night. Yeah, he's going over.
I agree. Last but not least, will Justin Fields play?
I knew this was coming. Bostic told us yesterday he thinks it's a bad idea. I think they're going to do it. They placated to George Pickens because he was acting a fool. Obviously, Justin Fields not acting a fool, but I think they want to keep him happy. So they're going to get him on the field. He will play.
I think that he's going to play because he's one of their best weapons.
Yep.
And they get one of their best weapons in good situations. Yes, he's going to play, and he's going to play a decent amount. Not a lot, but a decent amount.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Justin Fields will play. And there you go. Odds and ends. Steelers, Jets, Sunday night. Prime time.
We both think that the game will go over the total.
Yes.
I think so. I would be really encouraged if the Steelers defense can look like it did, or some reasonable facsimile of the way that it did the first 3 games of the season. Like of course, he kicked the crap out of the Raiders. But the 2 prior games, the pass defense was just a disaster. A disaster. And I know Aaron Rodgers ain't the Aaron Rodgers of old. He's old Aaron Rodgers. But if you can slow that passing attack down, I'd be really encouraged. I'm not seeing it right now. Social media's Biggest Loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. When we come back, we'll do what we do every Friday. Sunday's Game Balls on a Friday. But first, a reminder that Pet Fest 24, presented by Subaru, is back. That's October 27th at Rockwell Park in the East End. The event runs from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your 4-legged friends to meet vendors, animal shelters, participate in costume contests, get photos with Santa, or join in the blessing of the pets at 9:30 a.m. Pet Fest is brought to you by Point Breeze Veterinary Clinic, Shenderovich, Shenderovich & Fishman, and EV True Value Hardware. For more information, please go to 937thefan.com. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. The texters love odds and ends. It's a quick way to break down the game.
Yes.
Bang, 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 bang. Someone also texts in, if there's breaking news, just scream yeet.
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 You know what? You should scream yeet and pelt me in the face with a can of Zin, because with breaking news, things tend to go viral.
Yes.
I think we need to start the viral video with me getting hit straight in the face with Zin and you yelling yeet.
Yes.
Yeet. Also, then I would pick up the Zin and put it in my pocket.
Right.
And I would keep it. Yeah. And it would be mine.
Right.
Grifter that I am. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to give out some Sunday game balls on a Friday?
Of course.
All right. Let's reverse engineer this thing. Who wins?
Steelers. Must win. Must win for the Jets. Must win, in my opinion, for the Steelers because of the quarterback situation going to Russell Wilson whenever you have a winning record. You need to win this game because it will look bad if you don't.
It is a risk by Tomlin.
Yes.
Not in the eyes of his bosses, but I think with the locker room, you are 4-2. You bench the quarterback that helped lead you to 4-2. You better win. And you're going up against an interim coach in total dysfunction over there with a bad offensive line and a bad rushing defense, missing 3 out of 5 starters on the back end. I agree that this is, on paper, a must-win for the Jets, but also, yeah, a must-win for the Steelers. I think they lose. Really? I think they lose. I think it's a pseudo shootout. I think they lose something like 28-24. I usually, in these moments, say Tomlin gets his team up there on a primetime stage at home, Steelers Nation going wild. Well, they just did that. They lost to Dallas.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be a good game. I think it'll be a high-scoring game. I'm hoping there's not 22 combined penalties like the last primetime game we saw before last night. My player of the game, if the Steelers win, is going to be Jaylen Warren. I think Jaylen Warren is going to catch the ball a couple of times. We haven't seen the explosiveness from him. He came back last week, was healthy. Russ does, to some people's dismay, check the ball down a lot. I think he's the perfect guy in those situations. 3 catches, 40-something yards, maybe in a big moment. I think we'll be handing out a game ball to Jaylen Warren.
I have two guys. Calvin Austin being my first guy. I think he's going to have a big game. He's going to get targeted a lot. I think that Russ, he likes those receivers, those little explosive receivers. And, you know, with Sauce Gardner being on George Pickens, that's going to be a long night for George. And I think that somebody's going to have to get open. And Calvin Austin has been getting open throughout the last couple games. And Russ will finally find him. He has a big game. And on defense, I'm going to go with Alex Highsmith. He's going to show that he's been really missed. And that I was wrong about Herbig. I mean, I know that Herbig ended up getting hurt a little bit, but he's going to show how valuable he is really to this defense being successful, and not just in the run game, but rushing the passer. And I think he does get a sack and maybe 2 sacks. So I think he's going to have a big game.
I think Watt's going to have a big game because of everything you just said about Highsmith. You have to contend with that guy. Their offensive line is not good. You can get all the skill position talent in the world. You can bring in all the Davante Adams you want. If your quarterback's getting mauled back there, your quarterback's getting mauled. Watt did a great job of affecting the game, even though Las Vegas wouldn't let him get to Aiden O'Connell. Well, now you got to contend with 3 elite pass rushers. Cam Hayward's been playing out of his mind.
Yes.
So I think Watt, if the Steelers win, he's going to have a lot to do with that. Go out on a limb with that one. He always seems to if the Steelers win the game. Texter brings this up. Let's not forget when Sauce Gardner was interviewed, he said the toughest matchup in college was Calvin Austin III.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. Memphis? Mm-hmm. If I'm wrong, I'm gonna think about this Kentucky? All weekend.
Kentucky or Memphis? One of them.
I'm going to get mad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get mad, Memphis. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go. Memphis.
Good job.
The Tigers. Good job. I'm just used to West Virginia playing in the Liberty Bowl. That's what happened there. All right, Doran. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Hey, enjoy
football tonight.
And I will enjoy that. And you enjoy Kansas State underneath the lights again at night. Morgantown.
Weather good.
Weather good.
Fun.
Tailgating.
Mm-hmm.
Airplanes.
Go Steelers. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 24 Silverado, 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high is 66.